disciples met at Easter when they had to run out and talk to the people and say, I'm not high on the grapes. You know, I am not high on the grapes. It is really such a delightful time of the year to tune yourself into. All earth is in labor right now for the child of spring. In deep labor. The scene of Mary riding a donkey in her fullness is only indicative of what is happening to earth, and in that is a labor, a true labor. And you cannot help but feel the labor in this time of year. So many people I have talked to have been through so much this year, so much, business-wise, financial, emotionally, spiritually, physically, have been through so very much. But Christmas is the time where you reach down like any pregnant woman would and feel the dream child within you, that which you are giving birth. There is, in the natural chemistry and biorhythms of the whole planet we live in, where we can feel our energy is being drained. I'm sure that the female part of me well understands what it would be if I was carrying a child within my womb that took all its nutrition, information from me. And it would be its genetic code for the rest of its life. You have to be able to reach down now, spiritually speaking, and feel your pregnancy. You have to feel the child within you. You have to know, though, you're riding a donkey in a strange town, and there's no room in the inn, and things may look that way, but still it's time to feel and trust the dream that the angel whispered in your ear about you and your life. And everything up to this point has been information and experiences gathered to give us a sense this time of year what it is we really want to be about. It's no longer financial success. It has to be more than that, much more than that. So I invite you to the spirit of Christmas, where male and female alike, you have that yin-yang within you. If you could see the left and the right side of the brain, male and female, positive, negative, yin-yang, see it as Mary and Joseph. Can you see it in that polarity? Bring that purity down and cross it at the heart and form a manger right there. There's the manger that holds right there. There's Joseph and Mary and the manger. The Christ is waiting to be born in the heart. The teachings of the Christ is to remember to keep holy what is in your heart. If you will be who you really are in your heart, not made out of fear or prejudice or joining or getting along, but if you have the courage, the real courage, and the social grace, real courage has tremendous social grace. It doesn't have to go shouting about the housetops who it is, what it does, and who it does it with. It's not important anymore. Amen?
Amen.
So it's time before Christmas, and I want you to feel the pregnancy of it. And I want you to feel what it is for Earth to be in labor. And I want you to think about spring and the blossoming and the fruition of everything that is within you. Believe in the angel that said, oh, Mary, I know you've got lots of problems and you're praying, but fear not, I'm going to make you pregnant. Oh, we sing Ave, but I swore if I was her, I would have said Oy Vey. Wouldn't you? Oy Vey Maria. Amen? Hey, Christmas.
Well, then we look at the lovely tonight. Look at you. Did you make this outfit?
I don't know if you believe in Christmas.
Very, very nice. Would you like to all turn around and grab each other now and Merry Christmas to each other? Christmas is a verb. You got presents you know not of. Let him feel your presence. Hey, Sarah. Do all you want. Ugh. Oh, yeah. I'll take more, though. That's as good as my teddy bear. We did that more often. Promise? I just found out part of what was missing. Ooh, yeah. Oh, we have a lot to talk about tonight. Do you understand? Be honest with me. If you don't, raise your hand. Do you understand what I mean when I say reach down and feel the labor? You're aware of the labor, but now reach down and feel the dream child within you. It has been so difficult for so many people I have talked to. And I'm not dropping names, but most of you know Linda Day George is a very close friend to me. And has often saved my hide. And in the absence of her, there became Sarah Doudna, who fills my heart with the same, just knowing, I said to Sarah, that she exists this year, has really been a support to me far beyond her understanding. You know, because Sarah represents something to me. Her living presence is a neurolinguistic key to chill down, calm out, and rethink. I cannot have Sarah walk around me without feeling that instantly. It's kind of what her existence represents. She's a counselor, a therapist, licensed and a good one. And if I ever had a mental problem, I would love to be in Sarah's hands. And I don't think it should be a mental problem. I think that we're all having mental problems today. And we don't have the old-fashioned counseling that the pastor's sitting around. I've said to you this month, my God, I wish we had enough money in this church so I could really be what I want to be. I'd love to sit in my office 5 days a week and book every other half hour for counseling for people who need to talk. I'd love to. I don't want to charge for it either. I'd love to do it. But I don't know any pastor that can do it today, particularly if you're in the new age. I have to go out and find a living and support myself, and not only find a living to support myself, but make enough profit to help support this, because sometimes it takes everything I have, along with a handful of other people, to keep what this is alive. It's so precious. And sometimes I just want to freak out and run from it. And I see Sarah and it says, calm down, chill out, and rethink. That's kind of what the image of Christ is really trying to say to everybody. Calm down. Calm down. Peace. What does peace mean? Calm. And every time you have faith in something spiritual, and you can use the symbol, and Christ is that neurolinguistic key, and you know just seeing the image of it means all the teachings are instantly functioning in the brain. If we're taking in 10 billion bits of information a second, I wonder how much we're capable of putting out. How much are we capable of putting out in information? Wouldn't you like, if you're taking that much in, wouldn't you like to have that much information functioning with you when you're putting out? Maybe that's what we're all striving for, higher consciousness. A higher consciousness of what? Of something beyond another planetary system, channeling space brothers, Jesus going to be talk Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock through such and such a person. I wish I could book these people. I wouldn't be having such a hard time raising money. That's not what the New Age is about. But it is about each one of you learning that you can channel. If you're taking in 10 billion bits of information per second, then you're capable of putting out twice that much because of all the information you've always gathered from the beginning of time, because all theology teaches you've been with God from the beginning of time and God had no beginning and needed you. So you're just full of information. You just become a very stubborn little part. And you're certainly experiencing that. We do not yield gracefully to the experiences we have in life. And yet the only way to true inner peace is to know that you created the experiences. Your perception of everything that happens to you governs reality. And the best thing you can do about the past is forgive it and let it go. But the ego won't, because it's the ego that has been wounded. And it's always the ego versus the spirit. The ego needs more and more and more, and the ego wants to give more and more and more. And God forbid that those two suckers ever get together within you. You'll really be cross-wired. That part of you that needs, 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 and the other part of you that wants to give, 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 give. How do you balance those two crazy people out? I think it's symbolized in Mary and Joseph, the right and left side of the brain, Atlantis and Lemuria, for those of mythology, and the ancient beliefs and the knowledge of our ancient, ancient souls. This story is told in every culture. The Mayans tell this story. There are so many Greek mythology, Horus, her holy babe. There has always been a Madonna and child, and it's when the power side of the brain, and that's the instinct that's built into you. You have survived by your instincts. And now to survive, you must let go of instincts and you must bring intuition into play. And intuition and instincts must be balanced. Joseph and Mary must kneel at the force of a higher power that you must believe that you can channel. Billions of bits of information per second. Spirituality should be nothing more than a discovery plan of our own evolution. We have been evolving from the beginning of time, and no church can stamp out anything of life evolving. No religions, no dogmas. So many altars and churches are built to house people of equal prejudice. And you can put down this segment of society, and you can have Jews fighting Jews and Christians fighting Christians, and Jimmy Swaggart saying that Mother Teresa will never enter the kingdom of heaven because she's not a born Christian, and you get into all that stuff and think you're dealing with religion. You are dealing with religion, but you're not dealing with the spirit of all. Because the spirit is not a religion. The spirit is something that the house of God reminds you is within you, and you're going to be dead a lot longer than you're going to be alive. So there might be another part of you you want to pay more attention to now, so you can store up more then. Study with the American Indians and the Dr. Hammenschlager showed that Indians even choose their time of dying. I've seen people die who knew where they were going. They saw their outer body and they were stepping into it. And the outer body they're stepping into is the body you have built in this consciousness of this lifetime. This limitation serves you well because it clears up those few things you don't understand or won't accept. To balance, to bring Mary and Joseph. Isn't it strange that Joseph was so much older than Mary? So it wasn't through normal conception. You can't get there through normal conception. You can't get there by obeying man's law. Now think about law. Why does law exist? Law only exists where man cannot be trusted. Right? Where man cannot be trusted to keep the common good at stake and the freedom of everyone. And then the problem with that is, who can trust the law? That it isn't serving those who are in charge. Corruption's everywhere. So if you're left to the law only exists where people cannot be trusted. And then you get to the point where who can trust in the law as above, so below it? And there's only one way out of it. Now you have to jump to the right side of the brain, to Mary, the young virgin, who is praying to God. Her parents are dead. She can't inherit. She's a Jew. She's a woman. Women are nothing. When one man died and he had a wife, and he died, the wife was given to his brother, whether he wanted it or not, or she wanted it. Now you're his. That was law. Marriages weren't formed. Contracts were. I think all this divorce is just a finally rebelling out of our systems, of our ancient souls. That time we were given in contracts to each other for physical well-beingness. Without mental or spiritual compensation. Labor with no compensation. God forbid that any of you are feeling labor with no compensation. So if you put the Joseph and you put the Mary, and then you take the spiritual teachings and you put them in the heart. Now the symbol of infinity is that figure eight, right? We've talked about it being on the medical symbol, the serpents rising up.
in the Eastern religions. It's in all religions. It's the rising of the Kundalini, the rising of the fire on the disciples, the tongue of fire, when they received the Holy Spirit, when they were bringing forth bits of information from the superconscious mind because they touched the Spirit through the Christ. When you feel this means you're here and you see what is below, the shepherds and the sheep. That's the age of Pisces, the lamb. Before that was Taurus, the bull, the golden calf. Jesus, even though he was born in December, was called the Piscean, because that's the next age. The Piscean said, go to the gates of the city, and there you'll find a young man carrying a water jug upon his shoulder. Follow him to the upper chambers. What is the symbol of the next age to come? It's the Aquarian water carrier. And the water is outpouring. It is the outpouring of the Spirit. He said, now follow that Spirit to the upper chambers, and there prepare for my coming. I must go that another may come, another form of me, more personal, more real, and it happens by the awakening within you. Right? Always when you place a nativity scene, you always place the shepherds out around side looking at the babe, right? That's the beast. That's the animal. But I figure, why do they always put the shepherds there? And then if you do it, you put the wise men up close because they're bearing gifts. You know, don't put gold behind the sheep. Get that gold in front of the sheep. And I stopped to think about that a while, and I said, you know, the shepherds were there first. They were the first that was invited. What is invited to this idea of your own higher consciousness? The first thing you invite is your own beast. You invite your own animal. And you invite the observer who's been watching over you as an animal and your instinctual natures from the beginning of time. And you invite them, the first ones, angels they have heard on high. They're the first to be invited at the holy birth. Do you understand? Not rejected as terrible and beastly things you did and people you involved and the sins you committed. The sins you committed must be the first invited and must be given the honor seat at this Christ's birth. You were fighting for nothing but survival as best you knew how, and no one knows that better than your Father. That's why this babe came into this world to say, I have not come into this world to judge it. I have not come into this world to condemn it. My God, that's the most false statement ever made about Christianity. In true Christianity, there can be no judgment and no condemnation of anyone. There is a gift of the Holy Spirit called discernment. It keeps you from getting involved in places you don't belong without judgment or condemnation. God will take care of everything. He is the glory and the power and the law, not you in your little linear perception. You yield to a higher justice, to a higher power, to a greater mercy, to a greater plan. The first invited is the shepherd. All that has made up your life. I think the shepherds came first. I know they did. And I don't know if you know it, but the magi, the kings, the wise men, didn't come for almost a year later. Now, I don't know what Mary and Joseph were still doing there a year later, but maybe it takes that long to get it. You know? Maybe it's not instant birth. I think the shepherds stepped by to let the wise men at the manger. And I think that's an indication that the beast, the sheep of you that follows what's popular, sheep follow. You can put all kinds of sheep together and put their sheep keepers on a ring outside, and as they divide, all sheep will follow their own shepherd. That's what he was referring to. And sheep, when they graze, they have no protection. They're just soft, sweet little things. Coyotes and wolves love them. They just love them. There's no way a lamb can hurt a wolf. It has no horns. It has nothing. And it has this tiniest little cub. That's why cattlemen don't like it, because the lambs can eat that grass down where the cattle, with their thick cuds, can't get near it. So he knows that people were like sheep. And he said, I'm a good shepherd. I'm not a hireling. A hireling runs when the wolf comes. These are my sheep, and I will stay and fight the wolf. And I know a wolf in sheep's clothing. And we're taught about discernment. But we are taught we cannot judge and we cannot condemn. And I think that represents the wise men, the shepherd, gracefully the beast of us, bowing to the new wisdom that comes at the Christ birth from the balance of the instinct and the intuition, the physical and the spiritual within us, with now the middle of that, the mind, being Christed. Amen? It may take a couple more lifetimes, whatever, enjoy the process. This time is very difficult for our church. Very difficult. We do not know whether we are going to survive into the new year. We have done everything to try to awaken its members and its family to its financial need. You cannot put a dollar in this offering and expect this church to survive for you for a dollar, nor can you really expect it to have any meaning. That's not a wise gift to bring to this manger. And as I think about it, my heart kind of gets sad and down. Now I'm over taking care of my business, and we've got the bean store open, and the chocolates are all in, and the customers are coming in, but I'm, you know, I could real be, oh, you want to, I could get into bah humbug like you wouldn't believe. I mean, it's a real comfortable, crouchy, old. You know, I've done this so many lifetimes. Watch me, ha, bah, humbug it. Or I get into the Christ, the newness of it. And there was a woman come in, and she brought a couple pounds of coffee, and she was pregnant, and I decided to talk to her. I said, when do you do? And she said, Monday. I said, oh, my God, please be careful. Don't slip, don't fall, don't make any sudden moves. I remember making my wife jump off the couch when she was pregnant. I thought I'd get the baby early, you know. I wanted to hold it. In our shop is a whole box of hand-crocheted booties. Now, if one thing's not going to sell in the neighborhood where my restaurant is hand-crocheted booties. And I figured, and they were made by someone very special in Lake Isabella. I mean, someone very, very special that I've never met, but I'm smart enough to know lineage when I see it or hear of it. Thank you for telling me where the path leads and how beautiful it is. I must walk the one I'm on. And these booties been sitting there, and this beautiful black woman came in. She was so pregnant. And that's where I got the idea of, she was rubbing her belly and just going, I said, you having morning sickness? She said, and night sickness. And she's just rubbing it, but it was an agony and an ecstasy. And it was so nice to say, wait, I got something for you. And I reached back and got a pair of, because she told me the test said it was a boy. Oh, isn't it nice to know? And I reached back and got her a pair of hand-crocheted booties, which some woman in Lake Isabella knows nothing about how Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, or the Christmas of Spirit said to a prayer. She was so shocked. When the kids come in the store, my first reaction was, oh, Christ, here comes this woman who isn't together, and she's dragging three kids and one in a stroller. Hold on to everything. And I said, no, bah, humbug, bull here. And I went over to the jar and said, may I give them candy, a candy cane? She said, yes. And I gave each one of the kids a candy cane, and you should have seen their eyes light up. I have been doing that all day. I gave an old crotchety neighborhood woman come down to peek in and see what was going on, and she felt it was safe enough to come in and look around, and I gave her a chocolate. I said, come on, taste this apricot. Well, she left and come back and brought two. It was, being good is good business. You know, it is good business. And it's always a choice. Our greatest power is to choose. It's our greatest power. And I have to believe in the spirit of Christmas, and I believe in this church, because I want to tell you my meditation tonight and my revelation. I wish I could show you the information it would come through was so strong and so beautiful. It had dimension. It had color. Beyond third dimension, fourth dimensional qualities I could see. And it is as simple as this, that I understand that the church, this church, is my Holy Mother. I believe in Holy Mother the Church as much as I believe in God as my Father. I believe that. This is my Father's house, but it's tended by the Holy Mother, the female aspect of God. And to me, Jesus and Mary represent physically, in that pageantry told in all religions, physically represent the high, pure consciousness of the male and female, even to overcome death. Mary was assumed, according to theology, into heaven. Her body was lifted. She didn't go through that. And then the scripture says the last enemy to overcome is death. But it's not to outlive death on this planet. I think you're making a mistake if you want to stay here forever. There's too much out there, but you just don't trust it. Trust me. You're going someplace. And if you don't, you'll come back and come back and come back and repeat and repeat and repeat until you go, oh, fill up this life and let me move on. I've been born of the foam and the sand time after time after time after time again. Genesis is happening right now as we're talking, somewhere in infinity. Somewhere two people who really bonded on this earth. Two people, wherever two or three are gathered, who really bonded, physically, mentally, and spiritually bonded, are sitting somewhere saying this. Let us make man in our image and likeness. That's the first words of Scripture. The first words spoken. And the gods said, gods, not God. I wish they'd hear this. Said, let us make man in our image and likeness. Any two or three of you that can bind, whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, whatever you lose, any of you that can truly spiritually bond and feel what it is to surrender yourself to someone and trust them to surrender and really give it, because those, whatever you put out, you'll get back. Energy is transferable. It's not wasted. Try again and add wisdom. You're so full of wisdom now. You're wise as serpents, but be innocent as doves. I would like you to leave this lifetime with your innocence intact. I know a lot of you thought you have left it. You have lost your innocence. No, you haven't. Innocence is coming from a pure place within you, totally innocent. Experience has not canceled your innocence, and it has not canceled it and given it to the person you love right now, unless you've gotten so damn jaded nothing can help you. But the person sitting alongside of you, living with, going home, or working with, shouldn't be punished for what 20 people did before you, what your last wife did, or your wife before that, or your school teacher, and I'll never have a joint account again, and I'll never love this way. You're saying never to yourself, and never to anything rounded about you. You must be free to love openly and fully again. Be as wise as a serpent, but innocent as a dove. That's a balance, right? Of Joseph, so much older, because we've used the intellect. Mary, the young virgin. Of innocence. It's that ancient wisdom and that new voice of the Spirit, that innocence of which your Christ must be born. You must realize that so much of you has innocently come here, and that most of what you're guilty about has been imposed on you. It's an outside thing put on you, and you have accepted it. You've heard people, 90% of the brain is negative. The input that you received is negative. You'll never amount to anything. You're nothing. You've heard it. You've heard it. It is so negative. That's ancient wisdom. It's Joseph having to believe. But remember, Joseph was given a dream. And when Mary ran into the country to meet her cousin Elizabeth, Elizabeth, when she saw Mary running across the fields, according to the teachings of Scripture and theology, said, Elizabeth saying to her, the womb, because Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist. It was her cousin. It's in the family line. She said, the child in my womb leaps for joy at your coming. And Mary goes on to sing the most beautiful praise in the Scripture. It's called the Magnificat. And she begins to sing, how my soul doth magnify the Lord. Now, her cousin knows that she's a woman. Her parents have died. She can't inherit it. A contract was arranged. She married to some old man she didn't know. When she's praying to God, an angel came and made her pregnant. And the angel said, don't worry about it. It's of God. That very act of her being pregnant, my betrothed to Joseph, means that she was the Sunday social after church. Excuse me, Saturday, Sunday after church. She'll be taken out and stoned to death immediately. Thanks for answering my prayer, God. And Elizabeth says to her, the most wondrous thing about this to Mary is that you believed what the angel told you. Because without that belief, Elizabeth is saying it could not happen. Read it for yourself. Elizabeth is shocked that Mary just so beautifully and openly believed what the angel told her, so innocently. So innocently. So where does the voice of channeling come from? It comes from the innocent part of you. The innocent part of you can really put all that ancient wisdom to use. It is love and wisdom united. Amen. Be aware of red. It's healthy and cheerful. We all need blood, that color. Good, rich, dark reds. And the greens of Christmas representing infinity. It's an ancient pageant, and you're in spirit in this particular form and body right now, celebrating an ancient pageant. It's a very deep part of your ancient souls. Very deep part of you. From the American Indian, long before Christmas, it was the winter solstice, and it was always celebrated all over the earth. We know. So let your spirit rejoice. Amen. Let love be the fulfillment of the law. And for all of you that are hurting and worried like me, what's going to happen? Reach down and feel the child. Feel the child. Yes, I know we're riding on a donkey, and that's not very comfortable means of transportation. If I took some of you out of your Cadillacs and put you on a donkey in Jerusalem this time of year and say, now go to Bethlehem, you want to talk about bitching. The journey's the same one, isn't it? Can't you feel it in you? The journey's the same one. And the Magi will come bearing their gifts. And all will be well. Amen? So sing songs. Get a puppy butt, as Carol calls it. She says, I'm just a puppy butt this time of year, because she just wiggles at everything. So we call her puppy butt. She gets so excited, it just shakes. It's a nice spiritual name for a little puppy butt. You all need a little bit of puppy butt right now. Right? It has been so much fun playing Santa Claus. There's been so many times that I've been able to bail the church out and have and know that that can never be taken away from me. That's the one thing I did that wasn't wasted. Everything else has faded, but that giving will always be there. And I planted it in a very good soil right here. And it will bloom again. It will. And our Christmas personally is so tight that we've decided that we will not be giving each other Christmas gifts, and we're not putting up a tree, and we're not going through the expense, because everything counts right now. And I don't think I've ever had a richer, warmer Christmas in my entire life. The boys brought down a truckload of greens. They cut down on our pine trees and our spruce trees up around the ranch, and there's greens all over my house, and red bows we made out of a tablecloth and cut them in strips, and Don sewed them. We made big red bows, and Christmas is everywhere, and the Madonna that Barbara Ohm gave me last Christmas, holding the Christ child on his lap, is sitting there. And this old-fashioned Christmas that costs nothing is everywhere. And because we can't run out to the department store and buy each other gifts, you should see the emotion and the feeling that is between us. We are so aware of giving to each other. How nice it is to give the gift that counts. It is the gift that counts. And it's priceless. And it's a very serious gift to give to anyone. A part of your life, your understanding, and sharing days and weeks and months and years together, that know that that sharing will always bond you together. And all the past is gone. What isn't understood is forgiven. And the only thing that is left is its beauty. Is its beauty. And you're welcome to inner peace. To inner peace. It's an easy time to reach it. Angels are known to whisper in innocent ears. Amen. Praise be the name of Jesus Christ.
You feel better?
Was it okay? I got lost. Anybody see pictures? You see pictures? Anybody? Like, sometimes I see it as well as hear it. It's like somebody's reading the dialogue as it goes on. It's just so wonderful to be high with you. Amen.
Yeah. Mark Massad original and for years and years now a Carol Larkin's copy. Amen. And all the people that helped you with it. Please be aware that we're not just crying Peter and the Wolf time here. I'm asking you to help us get through this labor. And now you have to be serious about it. It's decision time. Do you believe enough to take the best of your seed, like Abel? Not like Cain said, if we're going to burn it, well, I should have put the best on. Abel said, let me put the best. See those spirals of danger start going out and see what returns back to what was given. And this is time or not to decide whether this is your altar or not. Is this where the tender aspect of God works through his mystical body of Christ called Holy Mother the Church? Is this where you experience the Father's way with each other? Not as the world experiences each other, but a special way you experience each other? Is this where you build your altar? Is this where you take your best seeds and you put them in good ground, not rocky ground, stony ground, good ground to grow? Does not 21 years give you an idea that nobody's gone anywhere here? And nobody's ever taken advantage here? I think it's time the television show became a direct outreach of this ministry and this church. And I think that the choir is wonderful to raise, to put up the lights and share some of the lectures. And let some of your faces be shown. I think it's time we took care of technology and began to find our people. This church. Looking forward to share life with. Amen? Mm-hmm. I want so many people that we have a singles night for people. We have everything you could possibly want in socialness so we can feel Holy Mother the Church. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
The tenderness of God working in each other's hands. Now take your seeds in your hands. It's energy and it's transferable. See what it really represents. Your labor, your toil, and your talent is a direct reflection of your work, and you're giving a percentage to plant. Send it with your blessing. Feel in your heart what you wanted to accomplish. The one thing that bounds it past hand after hand is money. Bless it. See it accomplishing the good you wanted to accomplish on earth. And look at the ground upon which you've toiled and built this church and see that seed falling into good ground. And know that you will reap its harvest and sit at its table. Now be blessed as a giver. Give joyfully and bless us as the receiver. And we thank God for his eternal supply. Amen.
I'd crawl all the way to the water to see that, wouldn't you?
Hell, I've crawled further to see less. Well, it's part of God's plan that I go through these things so I would better understand you. You going for that? Or vice versa? Is that what I heard? I can hear. I can do two things at once. It's no problem. I hope you feel the spirit of the season. It's not a day. I think it's appropriate that, like, everybody rips the packages open on Christmas Day and they sit there and it's like Peggy Lee should come on and sing. Well, is that all there is to that? Those who have begun when we started Halloween, it's the time to get rid of the spooks and the goblins, prune back all the crops, tear up the fields again, gather the seeds, but you're using the seeds, the richness of what went before. You keep the beauty. And then we got into a spirit of thanksgiving after we got rid of the bumps of the night. Just decided it was time to enter into a grateful heart. And now we enter even a greater idea, to know that God can make a perfect heart and we can enter into that loving heart. I knew who my earth parents were, but that kind of never satisfied where'd I really come from, who are my parents. And I was just a spirit, you know, and I wanted to know, okay, everything is energy. Everything on this earth is made of the same energy. It's just vibrating at a different ratio. I mean, that should tell us all something right there, right? Okay, then what's the source of which I come? And so I can hold it in my mind and see it. I see God as my Father, Holy Mother, the Church, the expression of God. There's intuition, love, and mercy working with each other. And I realize I'm a Christ child when I am here with you. This is my manger and my stable. And there would be no sense of my ever going against the truth and the sincerity that the Christmas star brings to me. Anytime you will go against your own truth and your own sincerity, anytime you do that, you have to realize you're really putting yourself off course to ever land at a manger. You will not land there. You'll land in Herod's court. Amen? Feel that integrity and sincerity. Thank you, sweetheart. Your offering's $573, for which we thank you. That's rendering to Caesar, which is good. Render to Caesar what's Caesar's. If your faith is a pill or a prayer, take both. Smart thing to do. Let us feel that spirit of Christmas. I do believe in. People have just given me the most wonderful things. Puppies appeared, bean counters and cash registers. The spirit of giving is everywhere, and people can go up and give you the most simple and most meaningful things. You know, in Walt Disney's picture, when, what was the little fairy that was dying? Tinkerbell. And they would get the whole audience involved watching the movie and the kids screaming to make her rise again. I believe in fairies. I believe in fairies. I believe in fairies. Okay? We're now going to do affirmation. And you put all your voices together. And the one thing about sound, it lasts forever. Sound is not erasable. It's the only planet we know that it's made of. So this sound is going to be out there surrounding you all the time. Now, I believe in Santa Claus. More so than I ever did as a child, because I've seen it. I used to watch for hours for the sleigh and never seen it. But boy, I've seen this one whiz by like a ball of light. So I want you to affirm with me out loud. This is for adults only. I believe in Santa Claus. Again, I believe in Santa Claus. And he can get down the chimney. And he will find cookies and milk waiting for me.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells time. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells time. Dancing and prancing in jingle bells. That's how you keep check of your health. Every year you have to blow out every candle. Amen.
And an angel appeared and said, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. And blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of the Christ, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Feel Immaculate Conception. Be a virgin. Conceive all things immaculately, not emotionally. And remember, the ego is nothing now more than casting out the entire presence of God. That's what ego is. It's the most wonderful factor of our life. It is our missing link. Amen. I love you all. Say you love me too. I love you too.